This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. What we're doing today, are you able to hear me? Yeah, you could hear me, good. You could hear me well? Yeah, so what we're doing today is basically somewhat contradictory in terms of the first part. We're just going to review the blot. And the second part is more of an Ian share. So the first part, I'm gonna try to go very quick. That's the goal. We're just going to read through the blot. It's meant as a review for those who have already learned it. But hopefully, if you haven't, you'll be able to get it. But really, that's the objective. It's a review for those who've already who are familiar with the blot. And then we're going to dig into a sugya. One of the most fundamental sugyas that in Masechta Yevamos, I think Bensi, you had a question last time, and it brought up this subject. So okay, so let's begin. So as we mentioned, that the first discussion Masechta Yevamos revolves around the order of the Mishnah. The Mishnah picked 15 cases. Basically, just to, in a nutshell, you have his daughter, his daughter's daughter, and his son's daughter. That's the first three cases. Three cases of him, then three cases of her, his wife's daughter, his wife's two granddaughters, either from her daughter or from her son. Those are cases 4 through 6. Then you have mother-in-law, mother-in-law's mother, father-in-law's mother. That's 7 through 9. And then you have his sister from his mother's sister, and his wife's sister. That's 10 through 12. And then the last three are his brother's wife from his brother's wife, Shalhiyah Ba'ilamai, and his daughter-in-law. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, the Gemara wanted to say that the reason why Bitay is listed first, and again, the reason why the first subject of Masechta Yevamos is about the order of the Mishnah, there's a concept of Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. Derech Eretz precedes the Torah. So before you learn Torah, you have to have order. You have to have Seder. You know, in the Musar Yeshivas, they would be able to tell about a person's respective success in learning based on how orderly their things were. So that's the Yesoid in Masechta Yevamos. Rabbi David Leibowitz, our Rosh Hashiva's father, the Chazak Levrach, would point out that's why Yevamos begins with the Seder, because of Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. So Gemara asks, the Gemara wanted to say, excuse me, that the reason why Bitoy is first is because Bitoy is learned out from a drasha. So Gemara says on Gimel Amav Kulu Nami Midrasha Asu, all the cases of the Mishnah are learned out from a drasha. Says Gemara, Nehidol Inyan Yibam Asin Midrasha. True, regarding the fact that an erva does not fall to Yibam, we learn out from a drasha from Achais Isha, but Ikar Yisuraya Behed Yiksiv Behu. But the fact that they're usur as an erva, it says explicitly. But Bitoy, by Bitoy, Ikar Isura Midrasha. The Ikar Isur is learned out of a drasha. The fact that a person's daughter out of Anusa, a person's daughter out of rape is usur, that is learned out from a drasha. Dama Rava said, Amarli Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Asya Hina Hina, Asya Zima Zina. Zima. The whole source that we know your daughter is usur is only learned out from a drasha. Because Bitoy me Anusasai, it doesn't say anywhere, because whenever it talks about Bitoy, it says Meishtoy. It says Ervas Isha Ubita, and that's talking about your wife's daughter. So how do we know your own daughter is Asur? So Rashi explains, it says your daughter's daughter and your son's daughter is Asur. Bas Bincha, Bas Bitcha. And it doesn't say Bitoy, but we make Gzer Shava, because it says by Anusa Ki Ervascha Hena. And it says by Ishos Sha'ara Hena. So just like by your wife, not only her granddaughter, but her daughter as well. So too, by you, not only your granddaughter, but your daughter as well. And how do I know Oinesh? That we learn out Zima Zima. It says Zima by Srefa. It says Zima by Bas Ishtoi. And then we extend the Srefa that it says by Bas Ishtoi to Bitoi through the Gzeir Shava that we used originally of Hena Hena. Okay. Says Gemara, Hashta da Amrit, Komal Sada Asim Midrasha Chavivale. Now that we said everything that's learned out of a drasha is beloved, so then listeni La Achis Isha Labasoif, it should teach the case of Achis Isha in the end. Meaning, because all the Arayos, the fact that they don't fall to Yibam, is learned out from Achis Isha. So Achis Isha is really the Makar of all the Arayos not being able to fall to Yibam, so that should be the very last case mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no. Really, we're saying it, we talk about Bitai. The reason why Bitai is first is because Bitai is learnt out of a drasha. And really, Achos Ishto should be last. But once we were on the subject of siblings, namely your mother's sister and your wife's sister, so, since we talked about your sister and your mother's sister, so we Agavorcha brought in Achos Ishto, even though it should be last, but it was mentioned earlier because it fits into the pattern, it fits into the flow of the sibling cases. Okay, says the Gemara, well, in that case, so pick that whole group last. Talk about your sister from your mother, and your mother's sister at the end of the Mishnah, so that the final case should be Achos Ishti. V'lisnei l'hai bava l'vasayf. So pick the whole group of cases in the end. Says the Gemara, Ela Tana Korvi Korvi Nakat. The Tana listed it in order of closeness. Tana Bitai, it taught your daughter. Ubas Bitai, and your daughter's daughter. Ubas Benai, and your son's daughter. Dekroi Ve'asmai. These are all your own relatives. Okay, so now we're learning a new pattern of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is listed in order of relation. So the closest relative is your daughter, followed by your daughter's daughter and your son's daughter. By the way, it's interesting. I just realized, who's closer to you, your daughter's daughter or your son's daughter? According to this, your daughter's daughter is closer to you than your son's daughter. Now, why would that be? Why would your daughter's daughter be closer than your son's daughter? But apparently, the fact that the child comes from the mother is actually more of a blood relative than comes from your son. In other words, your son didn't produce the child. You know, the child was not... So that's an interesting thing. According to this, your daughter's daughter is closer than your son's. Fine. Va'aydi d'tana shloshidar slamata didei, tana nam shloshidar slamata dida. Since we taught three cases below him, so now we teach three cases below her. Meaning your wife's daughter and your wife's two granddaughters. Va'aydi d'tana shloshidar slamata dida. And once we list three cases below her, tana shloshidar slamata dida. We pick three cases above her. So Rashi wants to know, why don't we talk about three cases above him? So Rashi says, because there's no such case, no such possibility in the Mishnah, because if they're related to him, they could have never married the brother, and these are not possibilities in the realm of Yibam. In other words, his blood relatives could never have married his brother. So these are the first nine cases. V'tana achoisei, and we say his sister. V'achoisima, his mother's sister. Dekroi ve'atzmai, these are related through him himself. And once we're talking about the relatives of siblings, we list his wife's sister. Even though technically his wife's sister is not related to him, but once we're in the subject of sibling, we pick his wife's sister. And now we have three more cases left. We have your sister from your mother. We have your brother's wife, Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, and you have your daughter-in-law. So of all of those mentioned, who is closest to you? Your sister from your mother? Excuse me, we're now up to, right, not your sister from your mother, your brother from your mother's wife, your brother's wife, Shalai Haya Ba'ilamai, or your daughter-in-law? In other words, these are the last three cases. Your brother from your mother's wife, your brother who is not in the same world as you, wife, and your daughter-in-law, which is the closest to you? The way Tosis explains the closest to you is your daughter-in-law. Really, it should have picked the wife of your brother. Really, it should have picked your daughter-in-law before Eshas Achav Shalai Hai Ba'alamai. And by the same token, Taisu says, before your brother's wife from your mother. Deloi Mishum Korvahu Da'asura. None of them are Asur based on your own blood relative. It's all through marriage. So of these, the closest related to you is your daughter-in-law. Or the way Rashi explains it is, your daughter-in-law, since none of them are related, we should go back to Chumri Chumri, and your daughter-in-law is the most chamor because daughter-in-law is skila. Ela aidi da'ari b'isar achva. Since we're talking about the isser of siblings, Tana Isha Sachav Shalihai by Lamai, it taught, really what it means to say is it taught your brother from your mother's wife, and it taught your brother Shalihai by Lamai's wife, and then it taught Kalasai. Fine, now we move on to a new subject. Umay area the Tana Paitrais, listening to Isra'is, why does the Mishnah say you're pater from Yibam? It should say you're usser to do Yibam. Why? Because pater is mashma, you're exempt, but if you want, you could do it. But that's not true. You're not allowed to do yibam. So it should say it's usr to do yibam. Says Gemara, yitana oisrais. If it would say usr, then I would have thought, havamino usr liabim. I would have thought you're not allowed to do yibam. Avol michlitz chotza, but you're allowed to do chalitza, kamash malon. So it comes to teach us that, no. It says poitrois because poitrois means you don't even do chalitza. In other words, if it would say oisrois, since it can't mean that you're not allowed to do chalitza. In other words, oisrois is not going on chalitza because nobody would think usr means you're not allowed to do chalitza because of course you're allowed to do chalitza if you wanted to. So if it would say usr, I would think you have to do chalitza. Now that it says pater, I know not only do you not do yibam, you don't do chalitza either. So says the Gemara, what's the problem? You're saying if it would say, really it should say usr. But then you would think it's not going on chalitza. So say you're now to do chalitza. V'lisni asur l'achloit, so say, teach, you're now to do chalitza. Says the Gemara, no, I can't say that. My cover, what are you doing wrong? You can't say you're now allowed to do chalitza. Because there's no isser in doing chalitza. Why would you not be allowed to do chalitza? Says the Gemara, alam aloi, why can't it say you're now to do chalitza? Because it could say you're not allowed to do chalitza. There is a danger in thinking you're allowed to do chalitza because you might think if you're allowed to do chalitza, then you're going to come to do yibam. Says the Gemara, no. I'll tell you why it says poitrois and it doesn't say oisrois. Because since the only isser of tzara is b'makom yibam, but shaloi b'makom yibam, there's no isser of tzara. In other words, if Stam, a stranger who's not your brother, marries your daughter, and he has another wife and he dies, we know you're allowed to marry the tzara. If it would have said oisrois, you would have thought that arayos aser tzara, like a poison, even shaloi b'makom yibam. Therefore it says oisrois, it's therefore it says peturois to say it's specifically an exemption when it comes to yibam, but it's not a general isser of marrying tsaras erva. Says Gemara, kim de makam mitzvah huda siri, since it's only aser b'makam mitzvah, tsara, v'shaloi b'makam mitzvah, sharia, and if it's not b'makam mitzvah, it's permitted, mishem hachi tani peturois, therefore it says peturois. Says Gemara, my yuri the tani mina chalitza mina yibam, listen mina yibam luchidei. Why does it say you're pater from chalitza and yibam? The ikar mitzvah is yibam. So just say from yibam, and I would know you would do chalitza, and I would know you're pater from chalitza. Now the Gemara before asked, say oisrois. And the Gemara says, if it would have said oisrois, I would have thought you do chalitza, so poitrois teaches me you don't even do chalitza. So it's a little bit difficult, because the Gemara here answers, itana min ayibam, if it would just say you're exempt from yibam, hava amina, I would have thought, michlatz chotza, you do chalitza, yevumi loy miyabma, but you don't do yibam. Maybe you would still do chalitza, kamash malon. So therefore the chiddush is, kol ha'oila liyibam, oila lechalitza. Anyone who goes up and is possible to do yibam to, then you could do chalitza to her. V'chol she'ein oila liyibam, anyone who doesn't go up for yibam, ein oila lechalitza, does not go up for chalitza. In other words, they go hand in hand. So now the Gemara asks, why does it say chalitza first? Say yibam and then chalitza. V'lisni min ha'yibam u min ha'chalitza, or inami min ha'chalitza l'chuda. In other words, why doesn't it say yibam first? Or, because yibam is really the first option, because the Torah says you do yibam, if you don't want to do yibam, you could do chalitza. Or just say chalitza, and then I would know for sure yibam. Says Gemara Abba Shalhi, to Amar, mitzvah chalitza koidem is mitzvah yibam. the Mishnah is going according to Abba Shaul, is showing the opinion of Abba Shaul, that Chalitza always takes precedence over Yibam. Why? Because we're afraid if you don't do Yibam L'shem Shamayim, then if you're having Kavanah L'hanos Atzmai, then the Isser Eishas Ach comes back, and it's as if you're living with Isser Kares. And Abba Shaul said he's close to saying the children are Mamzerim if you do the mitzvah of Yibam Shulei L'shem Shamayim. Okay, now we move on. In the Mishnah, said a number. The Mishnah said, how many arayos are there? There are 15 arayos. So the Gemara says, Minyana de Reisha Lamute Mai, Minyana de Seifa Lamute Mai. What does the minion of the Reisha come to include? What does the minion of the Seifa come to include? Now, the minion of the Reisha is 15, and the minion of the Seifa is Hare Elu Paitrois. That's Mashma, these and not anything else. Says the Gemara, Lamute de Ravu de Ravasi. It comes to exclude the teaching of Rav and Ravasi. Rav says that the Tsara of a Soita is Asura. In other words, if a person's wife is Mazana, and you have another wife, and then the brother dies without children, not only is the Soita Asur, but the Tsara's Soita is Asur as well. And Ravasi says, that's the Shita of Rav. Ravasi says, if, let's say, one of the women who you married is an islandess, now, how could it be an islandess? The Mishnah said that if an islandess not only doesn't Asur the Tsara, but if an Erva is an islandess, she doesn't Asur the Tsara because an islandess is a Mekach Tos. So it's like she was never married in the first place. But Rav Asi holds that if you married an islandess, knowing she was an islandess, and wanting to stay married to her, then islandess is like an Erva and she Asurs the Tsara. So there are two women who potentially could answer a tsara, a soita and an islandess. And our Mishnah is coming to say, no, only these women pater the tsara, but a tsara's soita and a tsara's islandess do not pater the tsara. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, L'Rav L'Ravasi L'Mutimai, according to Rav and Ravasi, that they do ask the Tzara, what does the Mishnah come to exclude? Says the Gemara, Yisviru L'Huda Adad, if they hold of each other, Chode L'Mutei Tzara's Mema'enes, V'Chode L'Mutei Tzara's Machse Grusha. So one comes to exclude that there's a Shita, that if a woman, that means she was married off as a Yisoyma Ketana, and then she decides to reject the Yavam that she falls to. She could be oiker her Kedushin to the brother Lamafreya. There's a Shita, she asers the Tzara. And Rashi says, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, no, she doesn't aser the Tzara. And even, you can even do Yibam to the, you can even do Chalitza to the Tzara. Or the other case is Machzer Grushasai. Let's say your brother divorced one of his two wives and then she married someone else and then he took her back. So, and then he dies without children. There's a Shita, they're both Asur to do Yibam. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, no, you still do Chalitza. So the Mishnah, according to Rav and Ravasi, is excluding Tsaras Mema'enes or Tsaras Machzer Grushasai. Says the Gemara, L'Rav L'Ravasi, listening. According to Rav and Ravasi, why doesn't the Mishnah say Tsaras Soita and Tsaras Islandess? And the answer is L'Fisha Eina B'Tsaras Tsara. It can't be in the Mishnah because you don't have a case of Tsaras Tsara because your brother can never marry them. Meaning, all the other cases in the Mishnah, the Erva is only to Ruvim and not to another brother. But Tsaras Islandess and Tsaras Soita is a universal Isser to all of the brothers, and therefore you can never have a case of Tsaras Tsara. Now the Gemara veers off, and this is almost one of the most important Amudim in Masechta Yevamos, and that is, what is the source that an Erva does not fall to Yibam? Because as we're going to see on the bottom of the page, you would think that even an Erva would fall to Yibam because of the principle of Asei Doiche Lois Asei. Says Gemara, Mino Ani Mili, how do I know an Erva doesn't fall to Yibam? The Tan Rabban and the rabbis taught Isha El Achoysa. It says a man, a woman and her sister, Loisikach, do not take Litzrar to be married at the same time. Legale Servasa Aleha, to reveal her Erva upon her Bechayeha. So this pasuk says you're not to marry a woman and her sister while your wife is alive. So the Gemara wants to know, Aleha Ma Talmud Loimer. What do I do with the word Aleha? Why does it have to say Aleha? Lefi Shenemar, because the pasuk says Yavama, Yavoy Aleha, Yavama will live with her. There's a pasuk in the Torah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. Yevama yavay aleha. Yevama yavay aleha should teach me. Shoymea ani, I would have thought. Afilu b'achas mikha arayos. Amurus b'torah. Even you do yibum, even to one of the arayos. Hakosim adaber. You would have thought that you could do yibum even to an erva. So we say no. Nemar kan aleha. It says by the mitzvah of yibum aleha. The nemar lehalon aleha. And it says aleha by arayos by achosisha, ma lahalon b'makor mitzvah. Just like by yibum, it's in the place of a mitzvah. Afkan, so to the isser of eshes of achosisha b'makor mitzvah. The isser of achosisha remains even b'makor mitzvah. The amarachmano loy sikach. In other words, the pasuk of marrying your wife's sister is even b'makom yibum, and the Torah says don't do it. So now I know you can't do yibum to achos isha, but what about other arayos? Ainli elahi, I only know achos isha tzarasa minayin. Excuse me, how do I know her tzara? How do I know achos isha aser zetzara? Tama loymar litzrar. Therefore, I have a pasuk litzrar that says the tzara is aser, and then the Gemara says ainli ela tzarasa. I only know her tzara. Tzara tzarasa minayin. How do I know tzara tzara? Talmud loymar litzrar. Therefore, there's an extra resh to teach me not only tsaras erva, but tsaras tsara as well. Litzvar v'loy latzvar. Mainly ala achos isha. I only know your wife's sister. Shar arayas minayin. How do I know other arayas? Armit will say as follows. Ma achos isha miyuchedes. Just like achos isha is designated shihi erva. Achos isha is an erva. V'chayov v'naz doyna karis. And if you live with her intentionally, chayv karis. V'ashikagos achatos. And inadvertently, you're chayv achatos. V'asura liyavam. And achos isha is also to liyavam. So we know all the arayos are hukosh lahadodi. In Achrei Mois, it says that all the arayos v'nechrasu. So I would say, av koshihi erva. Any arayos. V'chayov v'naz doyna karis. That you're chayv for zadon karis. V'ashikagos achatos. Asura liyavam. Okay, fine. So I know now all the arayos are aser to do yibum. How do I know all the arayos aser the tzara? The inli elahein. I only know the arayos. So we say in minayin. Amrit, we say as follows. Ma achos isha miyuchedes. Just like achos isha is designated. Shehi erva, she's an erva. V'chayav imal zdoinu karsal shigugas achatas. And you're chayiv on intentional kares. And on shagi chatas, v'asura liyavam. And she's aser to liyavam. V'tzaros asura avko shehi erva. Anything that's an erva. V'chayav imal zdoinu kares. So based on these limudim, mikanom ruchachamim, from here the rabbis taught, 15 women pater their tzarais, v'tzaras tzarasayin, mina chalitza, mina yibam, ad soifa oilam. Now, the Gemara is akasha. How do I know tzara is only asur b'makam yibam? Maybe it's even asur shaloi b'makam yibam. Maybe anyone married to someone who's an erva to you will ask her the tzara. Now the way the Gemara phrases this is that there are another 6 arayos not mentioned in the Mishnah. And the reason they're not mentioned in the Mishnah is because they're not your wife's relatives, or they're not relatives from your mother's side, they're relatives from your father's side. And the reason why they're not mentioned in the Mishnah is because your brother could never have married them. But so therefore we never have an instance where they're going to ask her a tzara because they never fall to yibam. For example, your father's brother's wife. The reason why she'll never fall to you in Yibam is because your brother can never have married her. Because your brother from the father is usher to her the same way you are. But I would have thought that if a stranger marries to her, she'll also usher the tzara. Yachol shani marba av sheisha arayos chamurus me'elo. I might have thought, even the 6 arayos that are so chamur, that your brother can never marry them in the first place, I would have thought they answer the tzara. Sheyu tzarei seyam asurois. Amrit, we say as follows. Ma achos ishtoi, just like your wife's sister, miyucheda, she's designated, shehi erva, she's an erva. B'chayov v'nal zdoinu kares. She's chayev on intentional kares. V'al shigagos achatos. And it's possible to marry the brothers. Meaning, what's special and unique about Achos Ishtoi is Achos Ishtoi, your wife's sister, could marry your brother. So only something like Achos Ishtoi, only an erva like Achos Ishtoi that could end up marrying your brother will aser at tzara. V'tzarasa asura, avkol, shehi, erva, anything which is an erva. V'chayov in alzdoina kores, yechayev for intentional kores. V'al shigagasa chatos. V'ev shalinase la'achim. That's only if it's possible to marry the brother, va'asura liyavam,
Tsarasa Asura, the Tsaras Asura. Yatsu Sheish Arayos Chamura Isma'ilu. This excludes the six Arayos that are more Chamur. Hoyal Di Evshalina Seila Achim. Since they cannot marry the brother, Tsaraisen Mutarais, their Tsara would be Mutar Shalai B'makam Yibam, She'en Tsara Elameyachat. Tsara is only from her brother. And then the Gemara asks, Azhara Shamanu Oinish Minayin. What's interesting is, Achos Ishtoi, even though it's the only erva that it says that you don't do Yibam to, it's also the only erva that it doesn't say Kares by. It says Kares by all the other Arayos. So how do I know Kares by Achos Ishtoi? How do I know if you're Miyabim in erva or it's Sara, you're Chayiv Kares? Amakra, because the pasuk says, "Ki kol asher ya'asa mikol atoyevos." Anyone who does any of the arayos, yechayiv kares. Okay, Rabbi Sai. So we're about to now review maybe the six most important lines in Yevamos. Obviously, whatever lines we're up to are the most important lines. But you know, for sure today we could say that. So bottom line is, how do I know you don't do yibam to an erva? The pasuk says aleha. Aleha says, it says yivama yavay aleha. And it says by achos ishtoi, loisikach isha el achosa, loisikach litzrar legalis ervasa aleha. So just like yivama yavay aleha is by yibam, the yisra of achos isha is even by yibam. So in other words, how do I know you don't do yibam to an erva? It's gzeras hakasav. That implies that without gzeras hakasav, I would have thought you could do yibam to an erva. Says the Gemara, Taima de kas rachmana aleha. The reason you don't do yibam to an erva is because the Torah says aleha. Halav hachi, but if the Torah would not say aleha, hava amina, I would have thought achos ishtoi miyabemes, that achos isha you do yibam to. My Taima, why would I have thought you do yibam to achos ishtoi? De amrinon osi asei v'dochi lois asei. Because I would have said, the asay comes and pushes off a lois asay. V'rek de gemara, eimar darminan osi asay v'dochi lois asay. When could an asay push off a lav? Lois asay greda. That's only a lav alone. Lois asay sheyesh bakares midachi. Can an asay push off a kares? Why do I need a leha to say you do yibam to achos ishtai? Achos ishtai is a kares. If it's a kares, asay can't push off a lav sheish by kares. Visu, and further, lois asay greda minolan dadachi. How do I know that an asay could push off stam a lav? Okay, so that concludes the amud, and now we're ready to dig in. Okay, I'm just going to pause.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.